Hello, my friends. It is Hello Friend 34, and here are the answers to my AMA. I got a lot of questions. I had previously hit a milestone on my personal account and said I was going to do an AMA, and then signed up to do this on GWA Backstage. So I strategically have mesh those together. So there are going to be some questions that I receive personally and then some from the post on GWA Backstage. So here we go. So the first question is, what stereotype about your country or ethnicity do you dislike the most? I'm from the US and I would say I absolutely hate that everyone thinks that we wear jeans every day and that we eat McDonald's every day. Maybe that's not a common stereotype, but that's the vibe I get. Also that we wear white sneakers or just wear sneakers in general. That's what I've heard. I'm a boots girl, so I take high offense to that. Next question. What's the dumbest, funniest sexual encounter you have ever had? I had to think about this one for a second. I think it's probably the time after I had played wine pong with a friend. And he had bet that whoever lost had to streak around our house. And I, of course, lost. But I refused to do it alone. So we both streaked around the house and then things ensued that you can extrapolate from that story. So that was probably the dumbest sexual encounter I've had. What physical aspect of the male or female body turns you on the most? I would say forearms. I definitely notice forearms very quickly. What time during the day are you the horniest? Definitely as soon as I wake up. Morning sex is the best. I mean, you're just waking up. I mean, you're conscious, but your mind isn't fully awake. And you're next to your partner and feeling each other. And then next thing you know, you're having sex. That's just my ultimate fantasy. I love that. What is your ideal amount of sex per week? I would say at least once a day on average. I mean, people are busy. Things get busy, but if I have a partner regularly, yeah, at least once a day would be, I mean, more than once a day would be great, but I would settle for once a day. Favorite sex position and why? I am very vanilla when it comes to this, but I love missionary. I love feeling my partner on top of me and their weight on top of me. And being on GWA, being talked to or talking during sex is very sexy to me. So I feel like all of that combined, having my partner whisper in my ear, just, oh my God, makes me hot and bothered thinking about it, but it's definitely my favorite position. Which fictional character do you want to have sex with the most and why? My mind is totally blanking on this. I know there's someone. I mean, I have celebrity crushes, but I'm thinking of like a character themselves. I can't think of one right now. If I do, I'll comment and let you know. But what is popping into my mind is my first crush that I had on a character, which I'm very embarrassed to say is a cartoon, which, I mean, whatever, no judgment, but nowadays that would not be my ideal character of interest. But for anyone who is a Sailor Moon fan, I was in love with Tuxedo Mask as a kid. I mean, holy shit, the second he threw that rose on the ground, I knew shit was about to go down, and I was so excited. So I'm gonna cop out and use that as my answer. What are your dick size preferences? Big, average, small? Lots of question marks. I mean, I think average to above average is ideal. I mean, too long it hurts. It hits your cervix too much, which for me I don't like. Maybe that's TMI, too thick, doesn't fit in easily. So I don't know, I guess that's ideal, but there are so many different ways to have sex that if you don't have the perfect or the most ideal dick, it really doesn't matter. If I've had partners with all different types of shapes and sizes, so I don't have much of a preference. It's more the person. And I also really like women, so I don't have a huge preference. That's the short answer to that question. Worst date and best date you have ever been on. Worst date. There are two that come to mind, and I never know which one to talk about when this question is asked, because they're both so bad. I'm just gonna tell both. I'll summarize both very quickly because they're both equally horrible. The first one was a guy who double booked dates on the first night, and I was the drink date. So the date after the dinner date. So, you know, I'm slightly flattered, but not really, because the dinner date went late. And he told me he was with friends, plural. And I show up to this bar and I'm chatting this girl up, making friends. I'm like, oh my gosh, she's so cool. This is his friend. I want to be friends with her because they're friends, because this guy was my neighbor. Anyway, long story short, it was his previous date and I found that out, and I left as soon as I found that out. And to make it more awkward, the girl who was there also worked in the apartment complex that we all lived at. So for the rest of the time that I lived there, it was quite awkward because they ended up dating for quite a long time. The second one was probably when I went on a date with this guy who was going through a lot, and no judgment, but he cried the entire date. And we were in public, we were just getting coffee, and I don't remember what question I asked that opened this door, but next thing I know, we're talking about his life story, and he's sobbing and apologizing for sobbing, and then I feel horrible because he's obviously going through a lot, and so I'm trying to console him, and then people are staring. Needless to say, we did not go on a second date. But I texted him to make sure he was okay after, but it was obvious he was kind of going through a lot at that time, so not good timing. The best date I went on was, I would say it was a week of dates, so it's hard to pinpoint just one. It was like this whirlwind of a week of someone that I was dating, and we went on vacation just on spur of the moment. But there was one night where we went to an art museum, and it was very interactive, and I can't describe it. It's just when you're with someone that you love and care about and you experience something together, it's just indescribable. So that was one night of the week, and then another night he took me out just for dessert. I'm normally not a dessert person, but I love carrot cake. So he found this place that served very good carrot cake, and we went there. So yeah, it's hard to pick one date, but that whole week in my mind still has a very special place in my heart. Besides GWA, what are your three top erotic subreddits to visit? I'm gonna be super lame. I don't use Reddit for porn. I don't really look or listen to porn anymore. I don't know why. So, yeah, super boring. what are some of the biggest mistakes men make when it comes to sex, as well as dating relationships, and what advice do you have for men on avoiding those mistakes? The biggest mistake I think people make is pretending to be someone who they aren't, because you can only keep up that facade for so long. If you're saying things to please someone, you're not only going to be unhappy yourself, but it's going to come crashing down at some point when that person realizes that you're not portraying yourself in the way that is your authentic self. So my biggest piece of advice is be yourself, be patient, and you will find someone who loves and cherishes you for who you are. How'd you stumble upon GWA? My gosh, I would pay money to know. I honestly can't remember. I've been on Reddit for, I think this account that I have is 7 years old. But I was lurking on Reddit before that. So, my God, I don't even know how long GWA has been around. But I somehow, I remember vaguely that it was linked. It was linked somewhere. And I clicked on it. And as I mentioned before, I'm not a big porn consumer. No judgment. I like to create audio porn and post pictures of my tits online, so I have no judgment. But again, I just don't really consume it. But something about it at first drew me in. It was especially pillow talk audio. I used to have a lot of trouble sleeping, and I think I was very lonely at the time. And so, and then it turned into me listening more to GWA, because I was also lonely at that time. So I don't know. It just kind of evolved into me listening to PTA and then GWA, and then I decided to start posting, and the rest is history. What type of erotic audios will you absolutely not listen to or record yourself? Very short answer to that, incest and rape tags. Those are my two no-goes, recording or listening. If you were a stripper, what would your stripper name be? And what would be your gimmick or character? I feel like people have heard of this before, but there is a way to find out your stripper name. It's the first street that you lived on and the first pet that you had. So my first pet was a cat named Miss Kitty. The first street I lived on, I'm not shitting you, it was called Tryon. So my stripper name would be Miss Kitty Tryon. I have no idea what my gimmick would be. Some sort of sexy cat dance. I don't know, I'm actually like kind of awkward in real life. I have no idea what I would do. So I think the name is good enough in itself, Miss Kitty Tryon. Do you watch stand-up comedy? And if so, who's your favorite comedian? Yes, I am a huge comedy nerd. I mostly like sketch comedy, but if I had to choose a stand-up, it would be John Mulaney. If you could go back in time and talk to your younger self, what advice would you give her? I would tell my younger self that you are so welcome to be who you want to be. Have you ever cried during a movie? If yes, tell us about that. If not, what movie had a massive emotional impact on you? I'm the type of person that doesn't cry about myself, but I sob if it has anything to do with anyone else that's emotional, including movies. So that means I cry during pretty much every movie without fail. So I'm not sure how to answer this, but I will say that The Truman Show probably had the biggest emotional impact on me. I watched it obsessively as a kid. I don't know what that says about me, but it really shaped my worldview. Not that I say it out loud, that sounds insane. I know it's a work of fiction and the Truman Show effect is not real, but I think it was that movie that broke the safety net or the shell, the safety shell. That's a thing, a safety shell around kids, around my worldview. I'm so tired. This is not making sense, but the summary of that is that I cry all the time during movies and that the Truman Show blew my shit up as a kid. If all the sex toys you own came to life, Toy Story style, how would they behave and what would they talk about? Well, Mr. Bullet, Blue Vibrator, would be the talk of the town. He is my fave, and I can't explain how quickly he works. So, yeah, I think everyone would just be jealous of him. I really only use one other toy, and I like to think of her as a she, even though she's a P&B toy. She gets the job done as well. I don't know. I'm so boring. I don't know what to say about my sex toys. I'm getting shy about it. But yeah, she does all the hard work, I would say. She works hard. When was the last time you called someone a cunt and why? I call myself a cunt all the time. I don't know why. When I'm slacking off, or mostly when I feel like I'm being, if I'm complaining too much to myself, I do not enjoy complaining. I try so hard not to complain, and I'm very sensitive to when people complain. Not in a way that's excessive. I mean, everyone's allowed to complain, but I think that there's a line that a lot of people cross. So anyway, when I feel myself starting to cross that line, I just tell myself, stop being a fucking cunt and get over it. So I'm the last one that I called a cunt. If given the chance to go back in time and change a life decision you made, would you do it? Why or why not? Yes, there is one choice that I think, a fork in the road that really would have changed my life path. I will say I am incredibly grateful and happy for where I am and what I'm doing, and I don't think I would be here if I had taken the other path, although at the same time I wonder what that path would be, so I will state what that fork in the road was, but I'm a very logical person. And so there, right after college, I had the opportunity to move back to Portland, Oregon. I had lived there for a bit. And when I lived there, I swear I felt more at home than I ever have in my entire life. I grew up moving every 1 or 2 years, and I never found a place that I felt like was home. My home was always the people that I was surrounding myself with, which has its advantages, but anyway, I'd finally found a place where I felt like I could call home. It was only a temporary amount of time that I was living there, but yeah, I had 2 job offers after college. One was there, and one was at another place that was more prestigious, and so I picked the other place because it looked better on paper. But looking back, my heart is wishing I would have picked the other place and seen where that would have taken me. But again, I love where I am right now, and Portland isn't closed, so I can always go back. But I think at that time, things would have been very different if I would have gone that route. If you were invited by the doctor to enter the TARDIS with them and go anywhere in time and space, where and when would you go and why? I love this question because I'm a huge Doctor Who fan. I would love to go back to the 1800s and be Marie Antoinette. I think that there, well, I know that there's a Doctor Who episode that goes around to that time. It might even be her. I can't remember. At least someone adjacent to her, but the music, the balls, the absurd makeup. I mean, this is me imagining that I'm nobility. I would not want to be a peasant in that time at all. But, yeah, I just, something about that time, like Jane Austen novels always fascinate me. Downton Abbey. I don't know why, I'm just drawn to it. So yeah, that would be the time period I would love to just explore for a little bit. Mostly because you can't show your ankles and you get to wear cool dresses and weird shoes and big poofy wigs. Sounds like a fun time. Do you have an unofficial motto you live by, and what is it? Yes, I do. And it is, you are doing the best you can, and that is okay. It may not be the peppiest motto, but it gets me through the day. What is the first non-physical thing you notice about others? I kind of mentioned complaining earlier, but along those lines, gossiping. I really do not enjoy gossip, so I have a keen radar to gossip and complaining. If you were sorted into a Hogwarts house, which house would it be? Oh, I would so badly want to be a Gryffindor. Be like, oh, I'm so fucking badass and courageous and I'm gonna save the world. But truth is, I'm probably gonna be a Ravenclaw. I'm a huge nerd. I'm in graduate school. I feel like a sponge. I want to learn everything that I can, so I would definitely be Ravenclaw. How did you go from listening to deciding to record? I'm going to shout out Ms. Donovan, the script writer. She wrote the script called Book Nooks, and something drew me to it. I might as well confess right now that I actually had an account. I'll just say what it was. It was Curious Kitten Zero. I don't know if anyone even cares or remembers, or I don't know. I haven't anyway, I've posted some of my old audios on this account, but I haven't posted that one. But that script really spoke to me. It was a narrative where this woman was in a bookstore and she starts reading this, like, she's kind of submissive, she's reading this story about a dom, like a dom master type thing, and kind of, I feel like it was set in the 1800s, or it had like an Anne of Green Gables vibe, but not like, I don't remember what time period it was, maybe it was even like an 1800s type of vibe, but someone in the shop comes up and kind of role plays with her, and I don't know, I just thought, wow, I would love to read this story out loud. And I had gotten a couple of comments in real life about my voice. So those two things together just inspired me to record, and then the rest is history. What are your top three favorite creators to listen to? I'm sure this is on everyone's list, but of course, Belle in the Woods, she's amazing. Tom, I can't remember his handle, but he's one of the big male creators. He's great. And then I wish I knew this person's handle. This was when I first started listening to PTA and GWA. He had this Swedish accent. He was so sweet, and I don't know, it was like at that time I wanted to be the other person that he was talking to. And so whoever you are, I think you were a big inspiration for me to be a part of this community, and I really wish I knew or remembered what your name or handle is. I mean, this must have been 4 or 5 years ago. Maybe one day I'll hear your voice and put it together, but those are my top three. Favorite audio of all time. I'm embarrassed to say because it's one that my friend recorded, and I don't want to say it because I don't want him to get a big head. So I'm going to keep that one secret. All right, off the wall questions. Which fictional character would you like to date? And possibly more, Winky Face, if given the chance. And what feature do you like the most? Oh, I had the biggest crush on Adam Driver in Girls. Something about him was like just the right amount of crazy. And I don't mean crazy in a bad way, but I'm attracted to very, very, very passionate people. And he was so passionate and raw and really cared about the people he was with, even though he had funny ways of showing it. So maybe not the healthiest person to want to be with, but definitely Adam Driver's character in Girls was someone I've always been attracted to. You are to be transported into a fictional world as you yourself. No changes to be made to who you are. Which world do you choose? I'm a scientist, so, and more specifically, I study humans. In a paradise, give me millions of dollars and people who are willing to subject themselves to boring experiments that require you to press the same button a million times for an hour. That would be my ideal world. You have a one-way trip to anywhere in time or space. Where do you go and why? I'm going to defer to the Doctor Who TARDIS question, Marie Antoinette time. Three wishes, no rules, get creative. I wish every time I made toast, it was the perfect toasted level. I know exactly what it is. It's like if I set my toaster to about 8.5 and you put the butter on, it would immediately melt at the perfect saturation. Yes, that is wish number one. Wish number two. I wish I didn't have to sleep. I get bummed when I have to sleep. But I also love sleeping, so I feel very conflicted. So not sleeping would greatly ameliorate my dissonance about sleeping. And the third wish, world peace, just kidding. Third wish I could change my hair color every day with no consequence. Not even hair color, hairstyle. There are days I want to wake up bald and days I want to wake up with hair to my toes. So, and the last question, you and five other people are the last humans on Earth. Who do you choose? What do you do now that no one else is around? Number one, John Hamm. Him and I, we fuck. Okay, that's over. Four more people. Two of those people are going to be my sisters. We travel the world, see the seven natural wonders, and drink good wine and eat good food and just live. Fucking love my sisters. So now I'm down to two more people. What do I do? Oh, okay. I would take my best friend, and I've always wanted to like office space some shit. Like I want to rent a storage room, bring two baseball bats, and just destroy a bunch of old technology, like old-ass LED TVs and VCRs and anything, smashing it. I just want to smash shit. So that's, okay, one more person. The last person I would want to spend my time with would probably be Janelle Monáe. She's a wonderful artist. I would want to watch her perform and make music with her. Last question. You can talk to animals. What do you do with this power? You Dr. Doolittle knockoff? I would keep it total secret, except for with my own dog, because I have my own dog and he's the best. Because of course mine is the best and everyone else's dog sucks, just kidding. If you could have a million local currency equivalents, but it was all in pennies and you had to count it all by hand before you could spend any of it, would you do it? A million pennies. I'm opening up my calculator. Okay, so I'm putting this into context. How many pennies are in a dollar? So $1, 1 cent times one. So 100 pennies in $1. So 1 million times 100. I should be able to do exponents in my head, but I can't. Oh my god, that's so many. 100 million pennies. All right, let's hypothetically say I could count 1,000 pennies in 3 hours. Okay, so I'm dividing this by 1,000. Okay, so now I have 100,000 hours of counting. Holy god, this is so hard. 100,000 hours. No. No. After doing the math, the answer is no. I think the time I would spend counting this money is not worth my time living. Even though I don't make a lot of money as a graduate student, I'd rather live than be counting pennies. So, nope. Number 3, what is your favorite social media trend / meme? This is difficult for me to admit that I watch TikTok. It is my biggest shame in life. Biggest trend that I love is the Say So dance by Doja Cat, because I can't stop doing it every time I hear her song. If you were to create a subreddit, not a personal one, what would you call it and what would you like to see in it? I had this idea already. There was something called like abandoned subreddits or something. And one of them, and you could adopt it. And one of them was called rbay, B-A-Y. And you could vote. People were voting on the topic. Like you could post what the topic was and then people would vote. And then if you won, then you would get to adopt the subreddit. My idea was to make the subreddit all about Old Bay crab seasoning, because it's great. And I got some traction. It was in the running, but another person had the same idea, and also another person had a better idea than I went to, so. Have your tastes developed in unexpected directions since discovering GWA? Absolutely. Before I started, if you would have asked me, I would have said I'm the subbiest sub of the sub world. Ever. Mrs. Sub, Miss, no, not even Mrs. Miss Sub, lowercase m, not even Miss in front of it. I was a lowercase s. But I realized that that feeling comes from a nurturing place. And I really like nurturing FDOM, because what pleases me most is pleasing my partner. And that is another way that I can do it that I feel comfortable with. I don't like being aggressive, but I like controlling the situation and being nurturing. And then also being submissive, because I feel like those are almost one and the same. The plural of MILF should be MILVs, right? Right. I mean, no question. I want to see a bunch of MILVs for sure. You know that huge two-legged robot in RoboCop with the two massive guns on each side? ED-209 or something. Do you think it could conceivably be modified to be sexy? Am I allowed to just say no? No, I don't think so. I don't. No, I'm sorry, Captain Jericho. What skills and attributes do you feel you will bring to this job? I think I will bring a positive attitude and a great work ethic and a sexy voice. I've got two toasters. Jealous? Actually, yes, because I need one. And I have a follow-up question. These toasters, are they both the type where they have slots in them and you put the bread in the top and press a button to go down? Or do you have toaster, like a one toaster oven and one slot toaster? That's what I'm calling it for now. And if you don't, if you have only slot toasters, do they have two slots each? Or do they have four slots each? Or do you have two slots, then four slot toaster? So basically I'm asking, what is the capacity of the amount of toast that you could toast at one time? Okay, so this next question is cracking me up. I'm not one of those weird guys that will do anything for a positive interaction with a woman whom I'll never meet. But if I mail you a homemade Hulk Hogan bra, do you promise you'll wear it? Yes, YES, capital yes. I'm gonna set up a P.O. box. This is happening. let's see. What is your favorite podcast? My favorite podcast is Hollywood Handbook. Who are some of your favorite comedians? I mentioned John Mulaney. And I also like Kyle Kinane, Lauren Lapkus, Adie Bryant, Tim Robinson, and Tim and Eric. Love them. What's your favorite breed of dog? Well, I have a pug, so I love pugs. I have mixed feelings because of their breeding issues. I rescued him. I would never buy a pug because I don't want to perpetuate their breathing problems. But for my living situation, being in an apartment and not being able, like I don't have a yard, I wouldn't be able to really have a lab or an Australian Shepherd, like a more active dog that I would ideally want. I think that my pug and I get along very well. He's almost 9. He's an old man. I love him so much. Next question. What drives me? My career. It's a short answer, but it's my career for sure. All right, last set. Are you neat or messy? I'd say I lean towards the neat side. When I get busy, I let things clutter, but I don't like having a lot of things in my possession. It stresses me out, probably because I moved around a lot as a kid. What are two things that you are really good at? I'm really good at puzzles. And I'm really good at listening, which makes me want to barf saying it, but it's true. What do you do to de-stress? I do a lot of embroidery. What is one thing you would not tolerate in a relationship? Lying. I cannot stand it. I mean, no, I can't. What always cheers you up when you think about it? My dog. He's the best. I've already mentioned him, but I can't help but smile just thinking about him. If you could write a book about your life, what would the title be and why? I've already started, actually. It would be called Unraveled, which makes me sound like a crazy person, but I have reasons why it would be called that. And if you're curious, you can PM me. Not that anyone's even listening to this, but yeah, it would be called Unraveled. What's a trip that changed you and why? I went to France when I was a teenager, and I had a lot of anxiety issues, and I still struggle with them, but that was something that really pushed me outside of my comfort zone, and I'm so glad it did. I mean, a lot of things have done that since then, but that was kind of the first time as a teenager that really made me realize how much bigger the world is than I was at that time. What is something you've done but will never do again? Oh man, anal. No, I'm just kidding. I would say I can't think of anything, honestly. All the things I'm thinking of involve drinking, so just essentially not being drunk ever again. What's the best compliment you've ever received? Someone told me that I have kind eyes. That's always stuck with me. What's one song or artist that you're embarrassed to admit you like? I have recently become obsessed with Harry Styles, and I don't know why. I want it to stop so badly, but I can't. I love him. What's your most hated household chore? Laundry. The worst. Folding it. Do not enjoy it. If there was a movie produced about your life, who would play you and why? It would be Jenna Fisher, because everyone tells me I look like her. So there you go. There were some other questions I got that I didn't feel comfortable answering. Thank you everyone who asked me questions. This is so long. I haven't even started editing and I know it's going to be super long. So if you listen to any of it or part of it, thank you. And also thank you to anyone who is listening due to the 1,000 follower celebration. That was so amazing. Thank you guys so much. I hope you have a wonderful day or evening, whatever time you may be listening to this. All right, bye.